Day 2. Dear Diary, something very unfortunate happened to our family today. My siblings and I were just helping my mom shave the wool off our sheep when my dad came racing home. On his face, he carried an unhappy-looking frown. Looking at him just made me feel uncomfortable. Why would he be coming back from work so early anyway? From the first moment I looked at him, I knew that something had gone wrong. Once he got back, he said that he needed a little chat with my mother, alone. Then he slammed the door behind them. I went to ask my older brother, Grammer, what he thought was going on. He said that father probably couldn't pay his debts, so someone has to become a slave for 3 years. I forced myself to believe that there will never be any slavery in our family. We waited and waited until finally Mom and Dad came out of the room they were whispering in. Father started speaking. I have been very bad and have been unable to pay my debts for this family. Silently, Grandma whispered to me, saying, "Told you so." And then Mother spoke in a sweet voice, "You haven't been bad, you just couldn't do it." Father continued to talk. "We have decided that we should send someone who is not too young and doesn't work yet." By that time, I was thinking, oh no. "Inference, I'm very sorry, but that means you." And then, suddenly, everything went black. I felt a big thump on my back and I fainted.